We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Anyways, we look for any excuse to talk to our friend, the great Christine Stewart from CTNewsJunkie.com. We've come up with two good ones. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Hi.
I'm cold. I'll be honest. I stepped out for a minute. It's freezing out. It's awful.
It is. It's too early.
Get ready.
It's cold and windy. The season has changed.
Just starting, buddy.
So we've talked a lot, Christine, on our show, and I know you've written it about a lot, about offshore wind development. I know there was a setback about a month and a half ago when it came to a project, I think, near Cape Cod or something like that. But it seems like in our state now that Vineyard Wind might be gaining a little foot for their project in Bridgeport.
Well, they are looking to gain a foothold for a project in Bridgeport. What's happening is that the State Department of Environmental Protection has 2,000 megawatts of offshore wind that it went out to bid with.
Right.
And so there were three bidders. So Vineyard Wind was one of these bids to create a wind farm off the coast of Bridgeport there. And the other one is Constitution Wind, which would be Eversource and Orsted, and that would be in New London. And then we also have Mayflower Wind was one of the other bidders.
Any NIMBYs getting involved in this? Because I remember when they were going to put up that LNG terminal out in the near Bridgeport,
yeah.
Norwalk. And, all these people are going, oh, my God. Well, first of all, there's an explosion thing they were worried about. But just the view of it. This will have a far larger footprint.
It will have a far larger footprint. And so, all the companies who have bid on this say that, you won't be able to see these wind turbines from the coastline in Connecticut. These things are enormous, I think. If you haven't seen one up close, it's really hard to describe how large these are. But I guess Connecticut is well positioned where its port is in New London to be able to kind of be like a hub for where these get sent across the East Coast, where these wind turbines get, kind of assembled and put on a barge and go out to the ocean. Obviously, there's concerns with cabling and marine life, and in all honesty, the Connecticut Audubon Society has said we have no idea what bird behavior is 50 miles off the coast.
What's the biggest drawback to this that would make environmentalists stand up and shout?
Well, you have the Atlantic right whale, that is a concern. You have commercial fishermen who are very concerned about what exactly this would do to, their livelihood. And then you have the Connecticut Audubon Society concerned about bird life and what would happen with the birds.
Some people call them bird Cuisinarts, but that's another story for another time.
That's nice.
Yeah, well, they do, actually. They do kill birds. They just do.
How much activity, there's no place for birds to land, 50 miles off the coast.
Right, but if you fly through them, that's it.
Right, exactly. So what are the migration patterns that far off the coast is kind of one of the questions that they will be exploring.
The another story that you had is that the Festas, the Bristol couple who wanted to stop school-by-school immunization data, are trying to go at it again with new data scheduled to be released on October 21st. What are the chances that their move will work and that they'll be able to stop that?
I don't know. Their legal approach is kind of like a double-pronged legal approach. So they filed in the lower court, in the trial court, they filed a stay, hoping that, they won't release this new data until after they can argue an appeal. We're waiting. I don't know how quickly the court will rule on the request for a stay. But the information is still on track right now to be released on Monday.
Well, and I think that the other thing is that, once again, I really have a problem figuring out what the privacy concerns are. But I guess that's up for the court, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's so all of this data that is released, you know, is anonymous data. It's not anything that has any student names attached to it, but it does offer for kindergarten and seventh grade the number of children who have requested religious or medical exemptions from vaccination, and it also does the vaccination rates.
How heartbroken were you that you didn't have to go back up to the Capitol for special sessions?
Yeah, so, you know, the thing we thought we were going to go to the Capitol for special session about the hospital negotiations. Last night there was a filing in court, and they still have not reached a settlement agreement with the hospitals, which is a large portion of the budget. So,
yeah. By the way, do you feel safer now Richard Blumenthal is going to protect you? That's one of your stories.
I know, but I don't, because then if in order to pass this legislation, then you would have to define who a journalist is.
Oh.
I think that that's problematic.
Oh, I think you are.
Since it's not a licensed profession.
Oh. Well, okay.
Oh, that's a good point.
See, that was good. That was good. She thought of this, Joe. I didn't.
That's a good point. All right, Christine, you've done your due diligence. You've served your penance for being out with us.
God
bless
you.
Go take care of Doug and your little one. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Why do you? I got to ask you this.
Why
do you have a problem with this Blumenthal thing?
Because it's stupid.
Why?
I mean, what? You know, first of all, it's a video that nobody saw. Like six
people.
Oh,
I disagree.
Really? Well, we can talk about that.
How do you know nobody saw it? I totally disagree.
Well, all right. I think it's stupid. Okay. Please.
Well, that's because Blumenthal put it up. If Mitch McConnell had put it up,
no,
you would
still
have thought it was fine.
No, it'd be stupid.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.